right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
It's a situation we hope you don't find yourself in, or a what not to do.
Sure. Look, taking things from work, nothing new. Probably not even constituting a setting the bar story, right? Especially if it's like a pen, maybe some leftover cake, maybe
some
even
paper.
Yeah, or some, maybe some paper or like a little post-it notes or something like that.
Yeah.
Ryan, however, is the subject of our setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking from your job an intimate doll from your patient, then you're doing okay.
Okay, how did the intimate doll wind up there?
So Ryan is a funeral worker.
Oh, right.
And okay. He, along with one of his pals, were going to a house to pick up a cadaver, right?
And did a little shopping in the house while they were there?
While there, a coworker of his noted that old Rye decided to make a comment about a doll that they were there.
Oh, no.
Then he also told the apartment complex that, hey, I'm going to need the doll for evidence.
Evidence?
Evidence.
You aren't the investigator, sir. All you do is prep the body for the final goodbye.
Well, Ryan wanted to take some souvenirs, which is a no-no.
That's a no-no.
That's a no-no in his profession.
That is a no-no. You don't get to keep anything that belonged to the person.
Even if it's an adult play doll.
Oh, wow.
Which,
do you think maybe he was trying to, like, hey, maybe here's a theory. He was trying to save the family of the deceased person from finding out that there was an extracurricular activity. Maybe he's trying to run cover.
Or maybe he's just trying to sell it on the side because he knows that those things are expensive. But really what I want to, my brain goes to is, sir, you're going to use a refurbished?
Yeah, I don't think that's not something you buy on eBay.
That's not really, right.
No.
You're the original owner and that's it.
That's it. Like,
listen, I'm not shaming anyone. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But I think you buy new.
Maybe.
You buy new. You don't buy used. You don't get a refurbished one.
Well, he didn't want to buy, period. So.
No.
Yeah. In this case, he's like, freebie. I'll clean that up real nice.
Oh,
it's going to be fine. I don't need
clean
it.
Clean that up real nice?
I don't know. That's what he does. He cleans up and gets prepared.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Kelly, maybe we're thinking about this all wrong. Maybe since he is and he works for a funeral home, maybe he's going to practice on that doll.
Oh, probably. He's like going to practice some like techniques.
How to prepare the body. Yes.
To make them look the best as possible. Okay. Probably not, though.
Let's keep my brain there.
Okay.
As opposed to what we're all thinking.
We just need to just keep going. Please plow right on through and just be done with the story.
That's what he was planning on doing.
Okay!
Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing what Ryan did.
No!
Stealing any sort of intimate dolls from your patient, then you're doing okay.
Don't do that. They're clients.
Clients?
Yeah. Well, it's not a patient because he can't be saved.
You're right.
Okay. All right.
Let's not get hung up on that word. All right.
Hit a button, please.
You're setting the bar story.
Get us out of here.